In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So this morning, I was thinking about our dog, Jill. Now, some of you know that, we had a dog named Jill. We had Jill for a number of years. When we first got Jill, I think Nicholas was probably, I don't know, maybe 5 years old at that time. So Vasilia would have been 2 or 3 years old. And there was no Lucia. So at that time, Jill actually predated Lucia. And Jill was with us down in Louisville. And then we brought Jill up here to Toledo as well. And poor Jill, she got pretty old. And Dr. Susan did her best. But unfortunately, just old age got a hold of Jill. But I remember when we brought Jilly home, we had prepared everything, right? So we had done all sorts of things. It was a surprise for the kids, but we had, you know, food, right? Because Jill needed food. We made sure the bills were paid, so we had water, because dog needs water, right? We had a yard, we had a fence, we bought a collar, it had a cool little tag there, so if Jill got lost, you know, people knew where to bring Jill back. She had all of her shots, right? She had a leash so they could walk the dog, all of these wonderful things. So we did everything. So we bring the dog, the children are all excited, right? You can imagine Nicholas comes home from school and he's kind of shocked. There's this dog sitting there and he goes, "Is that mine?" I said, "Yeah, it's yours." Then we had to talk, right? About responsibility with the dog. Okay, so the dog needs certain things to survive, right? The dog needs to be cared for. So the dog needs food. I have the food, you give the food to the dog. Those are the instructions. The dog needs water. I pay the bills, there's water, give the dog water. It needs to go out. When you're home, take the dog out. All of these things, and they did pretty good. But there's one more thing the dog needs, right? It's one thing to have food, water, and all these things, but the dog needed one more thing. The dog needed to be loved, right? And that was probably the most important thing, and they were pretty good at loving Jill. That was the most important thing. The children had to love the dog. Say hi to the dog. Pet the dog. Tell the dog you love the dog. Whatever things you need to do to make sure that the dog knows that it is loved and cared for. Now, there's a point that I'm telling you all of this. So, today we hear about this vineyard, right? We hear about this Lord who planted this vineyard. And he did everything that was needed for this vineyard to thrive. And then he gave this vineyard to some people who were supposed to care for the vineyard. He called them tenants, right? And they didn't do a very good job. The thing I'm trying to say here is that my children's vineyard was their dog, right? They were given this dog to care for. They were given this dog to love. We did all the other stuff, but they had to care for this dog. What I want all of you to remember today as we're considering this morning's gospel reading is that you all have been given vineyards. All of you have been given something to be in charge of. Just like those tenants, the Lord has done all the work, but he's given it to you. It's important as we consider this morning that you think about the different vineyards that you've given. But not only that you are thinking about the different vineyards that the Lord has given you, but that you're thinking about this important question. Am I caring appropriately for the things that the Lord has given me? So this morning, our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, verse 21. Now this is chapter 21. This is a big chapter. You all remember this chapter because you hear the stuff at the beginning of this chapter during Palm Sunday. So this chapter begins with Palm Sunday. The Lord comes into Jerusalem, and how is he greeted? With joy, right? Everyone's happy. They're excited. Look, it's our new king. This is fantastic, right? And then what does he do? Well, he gets off the donkey and he goes to the temple and he makes a mess. He throws everybody out of the temple, right? He cleans up. He cleans house, as they say. He removed everyone who was selling stuff and he threw them out. Then he goes up to the leadership of the day and he tells them two different parables. The first parable is that of a man who had two sons. And he tells the sons, "I want you to go do this." The one son says, "Sure, I'll do it." And he doesn't do it. The other son says, "No, I'm not going to do it." But then he goes and does it. What's the Lord saying? The son that said, "I'll do it," are the Pharisees. Then he tells them the second parable. And that's the parable that we heard this morning, the parable of the vineyard. So the Lord says, there's this landowner, and he has this plot of land, and he plants a vineyard. On the land, he then digs this wine press. Then he puts up these walls, and then he puts up this big tower. Again, what's the idea here? That the landowner is who? It's God, right? And God has done everything that is needed for that vineyard to survive and to thrive. And then he puts people inside of the vineyard to take care of it. He calls them tenants. And we understand those tenants to be the leadership of the day of the Jewish people, right? And he says, you take care of the vineyard, and he leaves. But then the time came, so he sends some servants. And we understand those servants to be the prophets who came to continue telling them what they must do and to take some of this fruit. And what did they do to them? They killed them. They mistreated them. Then the Lord says he's going to send his son. And we know who he's talking about. He's talking about himself because he's preparing himself in 1 week to be crucified. And he says, and he will be rejected as well. And then in the end, he says, and that vineyard is going to be taken away and is going to be given to other people. The question we have to ask ourselves now is, what does that have to do with us? Well, we are now those people who are asked to continue caring for the vineyard. All of you, every single one of you here today who has accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord, every single one of you who's here today who has chosen to follow Jesus is now a worker in his vineyard. You are given that blessing. So that means that you have to do a couple of things. The first thing you have to do is remember that everything that we have, all of this beauty in this church, in this faith, guess what? It's not yours and it's not mine. It's his. That's the first thing that we always have to remember. And the second thing is the way we care for this vineyard is by love. The most important way that we can take care of the faith that our Lord has given us is through love, is by giving of ourselves. We give of ourselves to make sure that this church continues to function. We give of ourselves by loving one another. We do that by using words that are encouraging, not words that destroy. We do that by showing kindness and love to people who come to our doors, who are Orthodox, who are visiting, or are not Orthodox. We love them in order that they may come here, know Christ, and continue to bear fruit. But there's another vineyard that you have. It's the relationships, the people in your life, your spouse, your children, your parents, your grandparents, your cousins, your co-workers, your friends, all of these people the Lord has given you to take care of. They too are part of the vineyard that he has given you. And you are charged with caring for them and loving them. My friends and my family in Christ, as you continue on with today's liturgy, I want you to take a few minutes and think about the different vineyards that the Lord has given you, the different things he has given you, the different people he has given you, this church, this faith that he has given you. And I want you to ask yourself seriously, am I taking care of it? Am I holding on to it in the way that he would have me? Am I loving it and those who were given to me appropriately and as Christ would have me? Because the thing you have to remember is he's going to ask you. That's the thing, and me, all of us here, he's going to ask. So how did you do caring for the things that I gave you? And my prayer is that when all of us are asked that question, he's going to say, you did pretty good. Good and faithful servant. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.